This month's edition of HBO's Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel looks more closely at the decline in the golf industry to which Pharrell Evans just referred. Over the last 8 years, participation in the sport has declined 20% in the U.S., and on average, 130 courses have closed each year. But the Real Sports investigation did find plenty of golfers at a place called Top Golf, where golf skills are not required, but patience often is. Top Golf has become so popular that visitors will wait hours to tee off. Top Golf CEO Ken May joins me. Ken, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell me first, Ken, what is Top Golf? Where do people play it, and how are you drawing such crowds?
Well, players hit balls with microchips inside them at targets for point. There are targets that are built out into an outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so once the ball goes into the target, points are accumulated on a screen right behind the golfer. And so it makes golf a lot more approachable than a traditional golf course because you don't have the huge upfront investment of equipment. It's a lot quicker game. It doesn't take 4 to 5 hours to play. And it's not intimidating for somebody who's never played before. So all in all, it's just a great experience.
And no mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes. No, just a lot of golf balls.
Now, are your clients typical golfers just taking a break from the country club scene?
No, not at all. I mean, 50% of our guests will say that they're non-golfers. We're bringing in a younger, more female clientele into the game.
And where are these facilities where people can encounter Topgolf?
Right now we have 3 facilities in London and 10 facilities in the U.S. In Dallas there are 3. Houston, Texas has 2. Austin, Texas has 1. One in Scottsdale, Arizona. One in Alpharetta, Georgia, and right outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
One in Chicago and one in Washington, D.C. But we're opening up 3 more by the end of the year and 10 next year. So we have a pretty aggressive growth plan.
Do you think that Top Golf is creating more golf fans or just more Top Golf fans?
I think it's both. I mean, it's evident that people that come into our facility that have never played golf before, it happens all the time, and that they'll come, they'll start playing our game, but then they'll want to get better. A lot of times they will buy a package of lessons as a result of just tasting the experience.
One of the things that I've heard from people who want to try and make golf more popular, arrest this decline that we've been talking about, is make it easier by making the hole about 4 times as big as it currently is. How do you feel about that?
As a traditional golfer, I don't like the idea. I think shortening the game would be more important than making the hole bigger. So, requiring people to hit off of tees that are further up, I think would be a better idea than for making the hole bigger.
So this is great. You're a traditionalist, but you've got this game where people hit targets and they're finished very quickly.
Yeah, I love the game of golf, and being able to bring more people to the game, I just think is just magical. I mean, and you can come to one of our facilities and just walk around and look at the people that would never touch a golf club in their life out there. Just they're having the times of their life. So it's amazing to me to see that experience. And I think that we are going to revitalize the game of golf. We are going to help the game of golf thrive.
Ken May is the CEO of Top Golf. Ken, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, thank you. Appreciate your time.